تنام از بیس بشان آتورایا مچخونو تنایه بزودا على sbs.com.au/assyrian شمو عن خبيوه كلوخن زيلوخن داخيب شوا داور يداعت أطرا عمشتقلان تخلمانا جوغدانة نيو ساوث ويلز ودلو نقبياته بدرايا لوما الخيانة بنيات فيرفيلد ومدينات خضروانو ويجا شرطة فشلة مبلغتا قد برسي يوشويلة بنيشة باكرتا الخيانة داني بنياته ويولد جزا ينفاين قاني تليوة مجتمعانة على القانون خلقتا أها بسوحتا تبشلش قلتا بيت شلطانا مبريلاغ دا لا مخبتا من عما خيانة ان بنياته ورشلون اختين اني اينا راشوعين كريمينلز كيك برستت مرعا قم كل خامندي ليوة من فيرفيلد إلا من بنياتي قربيعي وبرشايد بانداي مايورد فيرفيلد فرانك كاربوني شوريلة بلاطة جو يداعة وبعوادة مسترانوتا ديفندينج كخيانة فيرفيلد عدلن عمو آهت بقتا تليفون وبالترجمة خلقاتوخن بلشانن جو براكتا
Mr. Mayor, welcome to the Assyrian program on SBS. And there has been a lot of comments by the Assyrian community, especially those living in the Fairfield area, applauding and praising your comments in the mainstream media and the way you defended the residents of Fairfield, contrary to what the other medias or even the state government has said. I would like to quote actually on some comments you made at Channel 9, the Today program. You said, "We are not the Wild West, we are the Working West." Then you said, "I welcome more police, but also I welcome more doctors. This is not a crime emergency, this is a medical emergency." How much you, I mean, you believe in this and you know your people in the Fairfield area. So how important was for you to actually give this message?
Well, I think we have a wonderful community in Fairfield and they are looking for leadership. We have many people that represent our community and I just didn't want to stand by and let people tarnish our community unfairly. Our people, it's not our community's fault. The virus has gone all over the world. We all know what happened. The virus leaked from the limousine driver. It went to Bondi and it spread. And the virus is always going to spread. And unfortunately, it came to Fairfield. And I will always defend my community. I know our community is at home right now. I know they will do the right thing. And I know we got through this before. And we together, we will get through it again. And I would never let anybody say anything bad about our community, because I know how hard everybody in our community has worked. I know the sacrifices they have made. And as I said, sure, you want to bring more police, bring police, but bring the doctors, bring the nurses, bring the vaccines, bring the help. This isn't about pushing people down. It's about giving people a helping hand and helping each other. And I couldn't allow people to tarnish our area and our community.
One more thing, very important thing you mentioned is you pointed out that how Scott Morrison brought 11,000 refugees to the Fairfield yes. area. But until now, we haven't seen the immigration minister and also the premier. She actually started talking, but without consulting the Fairfield officials.
And this is something, we all love where we come and there's nothing wrong. I'm glad that the people came and got resettled in Fairfield City. But they also need assistance. And what I couldn't allow to happen is for people to blame us because we're a multicultural community. Well, don't blame us because we're a multicultural community. You need to support multicultural community. You need to help our community. You need to help our refugees. Don't blame our community because they're multicultural. And the point was this, in my view, there were those that tried to put the blame on us when it was not our fault, and they tried to use our multicultural communities as the blame game. And I can't allow them to blame our community, whether it be refugees or anybody else, because it's not their fault. So the point I wanted to make was, Well, if you want to blame multicultural communities, if you want to blame people because they don't speak English, it's your job to support these people. It's your job to make sure that you support these communities. That's the point I wanted to make. Hmm. Our community needs to be supported. They can't walk away and blame people just because they can't speak English. Well, you want to know something? I can speak English, and I will speak up for them every day that I can.
Also, we can see after all this social media and the rejection and objection of the people of these areas mentioned, like Liverpool, Bankstown, Fairfield, Penjball, the government started changing their way of talk and the way they deliver their messages. And how effective do you think that the voice had to be said, and so the government will hear more? And since that, has the government or officials changed their way of communication with you?
Well, I think there's no doubt that since I spoke up, and more importantly, since the community stood up behind me, that the government has changed their language. And you can see and you can tell that the government no longer refers to our community as having the blame. And that's really important, because I think, unfortunately, they tried to use our community and we couldn't let that happen. And you can see that that has all changed. But what is the most important to me now, forget about the past. We know what they did, but it doesn't matter. What's most important to me is the health of our community, mm-hmm. the well-being of my people. And that's why I've also asked for, if you want to bring in the police, well, bring in the vaccines too. Don't just tell us and make us look like we are criminals, because we are not. Mm-hmm. We're hardworking people. So if you're saying this is a medical emergency, bring in the vaccines, bring in the doctors, bring in the nurses, fix our Fairfield Hospital. That's what we want. That's what we need. We don't need blame. Yeah. We need help.
Yes. Now, after all that, from now on, what measures the council is taking for more safety for the community?
Well, we are communicating with everybody. There's a lot that we're doing. We are talking to New South Wales Health. We do want a vaccine hub at the showground. We are making sure that we do what we have to do. Unfortunately, we've had to close all our facilities, our libraries, our swimming, our leisure centres. We do think it's important to keep our parks open, because we know how hard it is for people to be home, and we've turned on the lights at night. But I just want to let people know you must walk only with one other family member, because we know this is also not just a physical illness, it's a mental illness. If people have to be locked up at home all the time, it's very difficult. So it's okay. You can go outside for a walk. You can exercise, and that's really important in these times. So the council will continue to lobby for our community and continue to fight for our residents. That's what we're here for, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Mayor Carboni, thank you very much for your time. I know it is early in the morning and you have a lot of schedule and things to do, but we appreciate your input. And
can I just say to everyone, just please stay safe. We love all of you. Let's look after each other. We got through this before. And we will get through this again. And thank you very much for this opportunity to come on your radio.
Thank you.
Sharita Maran Katu, Idame Hayanit Fairful, Mokshutlun, Mokhublun, Mad Murruch, Kayudao, Prishaid, Imant Mudiluch, Et Aha Ikenayuta, Lela Ikenayuta Drusha, Ella Ila Bush, Butholmana. Murrucht Aha Ila Maarwat Palache, Ulele Maarwat Tjrushia. وب مروخ اتأختن مخوبة ميتن الشرطة بالزودة إنا برددانا ميون الأسية بالزودة يقرأ مير مري اتأنا راب سباي بدايوين الكنوشتي جو فيرفيلد وبالدوق الخاصي يمسترن علي إيمن تأيت كل بصلة مسليتا ليلة جناها تشتابوتن جو فيرفيلد اتفيروس تيلي قاتن برختخا طريانة ليموزين اوت خشله قابون دایو بخارتا مویل قا فیرفیل انا بدای من انت خیانت فیرفیل پیش نگو بیتا و بعوادن او مندی قانونایا و لی شوقن الهیچ خات شامت ین همزم خربایوتا عال کنوشتن گو فیرفیل میخرا کربونی اب همزم لی بود اقاپیاتو جو یدا داخل ترش وزیر مویل خدسر الپ جوسان قمدیت فیرفیل ومر قد احنا بغداي وقت اها عما بخايلة جمديتا انا انا لي قبلا اتخينة داري لو معلا ات ايوخا كنشتا سغي مردوطة نيتا اي جا للي متن لن اديوخ كنشي سغي مردوطة ناي وبيايوخ من شلطانة سنديلا وسندي قيو ساني تخمنتي نقرأ ماير بمارلي برأياني وبقشخفي إت برسوبت بدراينا لو ما علن وما بلوخينا الهجد كنشتا سجي مردوطة نيتا Multicultural Community قادرت لو ما وأنا ليشو قند لي ميقاتا إت إيوخ سجي مردوطة ناي أهل ليلة خلطة ديان إن شلطانة بيايلت لا ينقى شتاقوتا إت لينا همزومة لشانة إنجليسايا أي جوالي لتشلطانة قا سنتت أها عما وإن إيت ناشي إتلي ماسي همزمي بلشانة إنجليسايا أيجي أنا سباي همزومي وإن اللشانة وبخادوتا بتكالن قمباتت كله وهمزمي من جيبة كنشتا ميقرا كربوني مري هامن أي دانت همزملي وكنشتا قمسندالي شلطانة شخلب لأرخات همزمتو وبغزايتون وبشمايتون شلطانة خينا ليلة باليامة أختي قخيانة دن بنياتا وآها خمندي أننقايلي من سبب قبت أقبالوتا مبلوخي وقا كنشتن قام كاسيتة خلطي وخنا لي قبل اختاني من تيد داها إن آخا مندي عويريلي مندي وش ألصاي إلى خلوان السوتابوتن البتادة أنا مارن قشلطانة إن باعيتن ميتن شرطية أيجي أبز ميون الطعامة إن فاكسينز لهم زمن عمان أخت إن إيوخ مارد جناها وبعوادة وخروشاي ميقرا ماير مضيلي ات همزومنا عم خلمانة نيو ساوث ويلز وبطلابنا ات هاويلا قنطرون انطعمتا جو فيفل شوغرا اب دورن الكل قنطرونة اتلن مخبت اركي بيت سخيتا وقنطرون خيني وهمونا وخ تشيماني ين باكس جارك بيشي بتيخي قعما واب ماري وخ ات ان بغدارتن جشويلا جارك هاويتن عم خاهد داما خينت بيتا خارطة ميقرا كربوني طلب له من خيانة فيفل اتهاوي زهيرة هاويلون صورة ومرة اتغويره وخ من داها بقمتا وبتعورخ من اها ايقوتا غداجاي خيتا مخبون شاركون وغبودون لقبتا بقونا لنا على SBS بلشانا طرايا برخة فيسبوك